This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives voted 228 to 193 Wednesday to send two formal impeachment charges against President Donald Trump to the Senate, clearing the way for the trial to start next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president had crossed a dangerous threshold by abusing his power and obstructing Congress.
When he acted the way he did in relationship to withholding funds from Ukraine in return for a benefit to him that was personal and political, he crossed a threshold. He gave us no choice.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said that the impeachment was a setup from the beginning.
What happened to Congress being on the clock? What happened to saying the House would be derelict in our duty if we did not act immediately? These were all the assertions Democrats made over the past several months. I guess it turns out none of them are true.
The Senate trial on the charges is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement on Wednesday, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The so-called Phase 1 of the pact will ease some sanctions on China and require the Chinese to increase their purchases of U.S. farm products. The deal will leave in place tariffs on about $360 billion worth of Chinese imports. The more challenging issues that address sources of trade and economic tensions between the U.S. and China are expected to be discussed in future negotiations. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com, or you can follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Russia's government suddenly and unexpectedly resigned Wednesday to make way for changes that President Vladimir Putin wants to make to the country's constitution. As Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports, those changes could allow him to remain a prominent political power even after he leaves office.
The announcement came shortly after Putin proposed a vote on constitutional amendments that would shift power from the presidency to parliament. Putin's presidential term ends in 2024. But although he hasn't said what he wants to do next, the changes would allow him to, theoretically, enter an enhanced role as prime minister instead at the end of the term. In a national address on Wednesday, he said that the constitution was adopted over a quarter of a century ago to cope with a political crisis, and that times have drastically changed since then. He's already been prime minister in the past. He's been president or prime minister for 20 years. While the current prime minister, Dmitry Medvedev, prepares to step down, it's not clear who the immediate successor would be. The mayor of Moscow, energy minister and economy minister are among the potential candidates.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. Iranians buried their dead from an airliner shot down by their military as authorities on Wednesday identified more of the 176 victims of last week's crash. Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called for national unity. Iran initially had said mechanical problems brought the commercial jetliner down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel had mistakenly shot down the aircraft. The revelation sparked days of protests as people expressed their anger at the country's leaders. In an address broadcast live on state television, Rouhani said that if there was a delay by the military in disclosing information about the disaster, let them apologize. Rouhani also demanded a full explanation of the catastrophe. Also, the president of Iran called the idea of a so-called Trump deal to replace the 2015 nuclear pact a strange offer. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Iran's president Hassan Rouhani has dismissed the idea of a new Trump deal to resolve the nuclear row, calling the suggestion by Britain's prime minister a strange offer on Wednesday, advocating instead a return to the nuclear deal signed in 2015, which is now in jeopardy. Donald Trump agreed with Britain's Boris Johnson late Tuesday that a Trump deal should take its place. Rouhani accused the U.S. president of always breaking his promises. Trump pulled the United States out of the deal in 2018, saying it wasn't tough enough.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. On Wall Street, a record day with the Dow closing above 29,000 for the first time ever, while the S&P also reached a record high. The Nasdaq finished just shy of its record close. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.